Welcome back to World Football Daily here on Tuesday's edition of the show. A big thanks to Phil Ball and Giancarlo Rinaldi for joining us here on today's show and whizzing us through a little bit of Spanish and Italian football. Raf, are you okay now? Yeah.
I'm all set. Yes, yes. I'm cool. Living the dream cool. Still. I got my pinch and twist done. And if anybody wants to know about the pinch and twist, just make sure you stay tuned in for the entire podcast, and we'll hook you up with the knowledge later.
Yeah, or tweet Rafa at Gez Rafa. Tweet him; he'll be able to tell you through Twitter, I'm sure. Maybe a DM him or something like that. I don't know if do you want that knowledge out all over your Twitter account of what the
picture is. Are you kidding me, man? Listen, it's not appropriate for the actual show, but you know, it can be explained after the show in the specials that we release. As the songs dwindle and you think the show's over and such like that.
Hashtag pinch and twist on Twitter. Is that what we're going with?
Yeah. Hashtag pinch and twist and you'll get it.
Yeah, I don't really want a pinch and twist. Let's put it that way. Let's talk some football, Raf. You've been out and about once again. You've been rambling around Los Angeles, suddenly chatting with everybody and anybody that kind of is in the area, man. And I don't just mean like people on the street like normal, man. You're out and about. You know, guest interviewing some of these major bad boys in soccer. You were out again yesterday, mate. Raf, what did you get up to, man? We should have mentioned this where you were off to yesterday on the show.
Yesterday, well, I think I did mention it. I was headed to the Home Depot Center to take in Nike's The Chance, top 16 finalists. Basically, they're on this like world tour, basically. And one of the stops was here in LA, and they stopped by the Home Depot Center. And they took on the U.S. men's national team, the U-17 team, actually. I'm sorry. The U.S. U-17 national team. Sorry. That's the exact name of them. And I was impressed by some of these kids. I spoke with Bradford Jameson of Chivas USA, who, you know, obviously kind of a local boy. So I tried to see what he was about and what it was like for him to kind of just come into camp and the familiarity of the Home Depot Center and all that good stuff. I also spoke with this other local guy who I forget his name, but he comes from Surf FC or Surf. I'm sorry, I can't even remember the name, but basically they're one of the best Southern California club soccer teams, you know, in the state. So and it's actually also the same club that had this kid, Brian Ilowski, who made it to the final 16 representing Nike in this world tour for The Chance. And he was obviously there as well, taking on the U-17 team. So it was really, really, really cool, man. One of the things I really like about this whole event is that they take these youth players, these unsigned, you know, kind of youth talents, and they really kind of bring him into that professional like mentality, and they introduce him to the professional life, and it goes so much further beyond, you know, what you learn on the pitch, and like for example, I spoke to a fellow Englishman of yours, his name's Jose, because they don't call him Jose. I went up, I was like, Jose, how's it going? And he was like, it's Jose, mate, it's Jose. I was like, all right. So Jose Figura is this Englishman who made it to The Chance as well, and he's one of the top 16. And I kind of asked him, Jose, what is it about this whole, you know, process that you really learn off the pitch? What things do you learn off the pitch for the Nike The Chance? And this is what he said.
Well, off the field, I've just learned that you have to have the right attitude. That's what got me here as well, the right attitude and obviously the talent. But everyone's got talent. If you haven't got that attitude, then you won't get there. So you need two things. You need 80% attitude and 20% talent.
Obviously, there's a lot of different international players here, Juice, being integrated into this essentially World 16. And it's really kind of, you can tell that difficulty of communication for these kids. I actually asked Brian, you know, as well, how do you kind of deal with that communication on the field? And this is how Brian kind of has to deal with all these internationals, much like any other professional player would have to deal with.
It's difficult at times, but, you know, we try to get through it. I speak a little bit of Spanish, so it helps. And the others, we kind of just point our way through things, I guess, and we find a way. So
as you can see, the beautiful game has that international language that you can kind of just barely or that you can kind of pick up no matter what. But as you heard, as a professional, you have to be able to kind of integrate with all these internationals and integrate all these different cultures and styles of play as a professional. And I think that's blatantly obvious when you look at, you know, top leagues from around Europe and really around the world. You know, you have all these different cultures kind of pushed together into these ideal teams, or, you know, these best 11s that you can possibly put together. And you get players from all over the world, so you have to be able to communicate. And Brian said, you know, I speak a little bit of Spanish, so that kind of helps in a way. Obviously, growing up in Southern California, you learn certain things playing with the Mexicans and the South Americans and stuff. You just can't deny that whatsoever. But you know, he said with the other players, you just kind of it's a lot of pointing. It's a lot of kind of. They'll yell something in their language, and you just basically get that idea. And if not, you know, you learn quickly. They all want this so bad, Juice, that, you know, they do get heated on the pitch. They do kind of yell at each other. I told you this. I told you that. You should mark your players. Stay on your mark. Well, you know, it was really cool. I really did enjoy most of all just how high the level of play was, you know, for these youth players. I mean, even the crowd that had come, you know, was really impressed by the game. I think it ended up 4-4. I was somewhat impressed by the U.S. U-17 team. They definitely had that stamina, the fitness, that I think kind of was a little bit better than this Nike Dream Team. I would definitely say that the Nike team had much more talent overall. Every player was deeper talent-wise than the U-17 team. But at the same time, the general cohesiveness and familiarity of playing style that the U-17 team had kept them in the game. And they also showed that, I hate to say this, it's very cliche, Juice, but they showed that American fighting spirit back. I know.
So cheesy.
But they did. They went down 1-0. They came back. They went down, I think, 2-3, 3-1, and they came back to like 3-3. Then Nike scored again, and then they came back and they ended up tied 4-4. And it was a great experience, man. It must have been really cool for this Brian kid who was coming back. And you know, I asked him, what was it like to kind of be playing in your hometown? And this is basically what he said.
No, I don't really feel pressure when I go out there and play. It's all the same. I'm just glad that I had fans coming out to watch, family and friends.
And the last quote that I'm going to leave you guys with, because I have to, I spoke with the coach of this Nike team, Jim Gaffigan, and he's been involved with this process throughout the whole thing, going back to the UK finals, actually. Him and Jose Figueroa, you know, kind of met there. You know, it doesn't matter. I asked him kind of what kind of connections he's forming with these kids. When does it really get tough to kind of say goodbye to these guys? When this is what the coach had to say.
I think it's we're at that point now where we're connected with them. Obviously, we met them in Barcelona. We've worked with them. And I think John and I spend, certainly while we're on this trip, 24 hours a day with them. Mm-hmm. So from our point of view, we are connected. In terms of the sort of situation of making a decision on who will win the competition, I think that's already proved to us that's going to be one tough job for us, and it's going to take a bit of soul searching, because there's an awful lot of quality in the group, and so far we're very pleased with them. We're pleased with the way they're coming along.
Well, Juice, I mean, that's kind of really all I got. What I'm going to be doing today
that's all I got. Yeah, mate, that was freaking awesome. Yeah, that's all I got. I didn't get much, you know. I just managed to fill out a good 15 minutes of today's show or whatever, but you know.
and audience, please know that I will be trying to create a video that to be posted on the site, and I'll get that out for you guys as soon as I possibly can. Obviously, the first things first, getting the podcast up. Our daily podcast is our bread and butter here, so I'm definitely going to get that up first, and then I'll be working on trying to create little extra content for you guys, because I really do think you need to kind of keep an eye on these people. One, the U-17 team, there's some interesting talent coming through there. Two, the Nike, the chance. There, I don't see any of these 16 players not making it professionally. Every single one of these guys, from Belgium, from, you know, Sweden, from literally all over the globe, Juice. South Korea. There was fans from South Korea here, man. It was intense. They are all going to make it. They are all going to be professionals somewhere. And if you can, if you have the time, I would definitely follow this Nike The Chance thing, just because it's interesting. It's incredible what they put these kids through. It's incredible how these kids really stand up to the challenges and deliver. So I feel like this is going to be some of the future of football. So, I mean, you might as well get ahead of the game.
There is only one winner of this Nike's The Chance, though, isn't there? I mean, you've got your 16 finalists all together.
To be honest, here's the sad thing. And I don't want to, like, say
it. Here's what makes me sad about this.
Here's what kind of gets me down a little bit. No. The winner is basically given a contract to be taken in by the Nike Academy, which is great and all, but it's like, you know, I think everything else that you learn, I mean, once you make it to the top 16, I feel like you're going to be on this world tour. You're going to be introduced to scouts, teams from all over the globe. I think that, you know, yesterday was a great opportunity for Brian Olosky and even some of the U-17 players to really have a chance to showcase their talents. I think Brian's going to be really incorporated into the U.S. system very, very soon, if not already. That's one great kind of achievement that he'll probably get from this. I don't know for sure, but I'm just betting that he's probably going to be integrated to the U.S. system very soon. There were plenty of LA Galaxy scouts there, you know, Chivas scouts there.
That Chivas, man. they could do with that.
They could definitely use some Americans right now.
They're running out of there right now.
Running out of Americans very quickly there. But seriously, I mean, they are kind of put in front of a lot of eyes, important eyes in the professional game. And they are getting a ton of exposure, you know, both in the social media world as well as the huge, you know, corporation award world, you know, in terms of Nike and brands like that. The U.S. soccer, you know, Manchester United, they're going to be practicing at Carrington coming up here soon. I mean, you know, they are really kind of being pushed as professionals right now.
It's an incredible opportunity that Nike Academy based down up in Loughborough here in the UK, up at the Loughborough University, and Loughborough does a hell of a lot in kind of generating new players in sport as a university. And it's one of the few universities in the UK that does have a very high motivation behind sports and academia at the same time. And obviously they try and develop a lot of kind of the goal line technology. A lot of the ideas for that have come out of Loughborough as well. So it's a pretty big university when it comes to sport. And Nike being based there with their football academy is a really strong point for youth football in general. Of course, Raf, many would say, in the home of football in England. So I think that's why Nike have decided to put it there rather than kind of up maybe in Portland or somewhere like that near the kind of Nike base central in the US. But this tour is a fantastic opportunity, as you say, to see some of the rising stars of world football potentially. A couple of lads from Belgium in there, Greece, Serbia, Japan, Spain, Sweden, Colombia, the USA, of course, the United Kingdom, Peru, Ecuador, South Africa, Italy. You know, plenty of nations being represented here. And all, as Raf says, you imagine all 16 of them. I mean, if you're this good to be able to be picked on this Nike tour, and I'm not saying this is like, you know, the be all and end all of football or anything like that, but if you're this good and you've got this much talent, there must be a place for you somewhere in world football. And surely it then comes down to more the attitude rather than the skills and the skill set required to play football. You must think that it's just now ahead a case of these guys keeping their focus and they should be able to play professional football some way, right, shape or form somewhere in the world, right?
Mm-hmm. No, and that's just it. That's part of what they teach here, is that they, you know, they really enforce that fact that, look, to be a professional, you need to be able to be personable. You need to have that positive attitude. You know, you need to be on your game 24/7. And you know, that's one of the things that I really kind of appreciate about the whole thing.
It's a fantastic opportunity. A big thanks to Raf, obviously, for getting his behind down there and having a chat with the Nike Tour chaps. And are you gonna be following them around, Raf? Do you think you're gonna be following their progress on the intraweb and stuff?
I will definitely be following the progress and where they go. I've generally been following them since the U.S. finals up in Portland when I was there. And you know, it is kind of cool to see some of the same players that I saw up there. So, in general, I think it's a really cool event. And I would really suggest, you know, any, you know, youth players that are interested, kind of keep an eye on this and or look for your opportunity to kind of get involved with it, too.
Definitely. So words of wisdom there from Mr. Rafa Gonzalez to finish off the show here on World Football Daily. There is some football this evening, Raf. I want to get your views on some of the big games coming up tonight. Scunthorpe against Portsmouth in Empower League One football here in England. What are you going with this one?
Scunthorpe and who?
Portsmouth.
Oh. Ooh. This is a good one. Because I want to go with Scunthorpe because I love the name. But Portsmouth, I have a soft spot for just because, you know, the fans are incredible. The whole story, the relegation.
The being broke.
Just a broke-ass team from the South. I'm with the broke-ass team from the South. Let's go, Portsmouth. Portsmouth, 2-1.
And what about the big international match tonight? This afternoon, Luxembourg against Armenia.
Ooh. Well, because we had an Armenian intern at one point, Armin, the Armenian intern. I'm going to go with Armenia, 1-0.
1-0, Armenia. We'll find out the scores on those big games tomorrow. You always try and catch me out with one or two, Raf, so I thought I'd see. I thought I'd try and get my own back today. There isn't much football in terms of high-quality viewing football. No offence to anybody who sports League 1, League 2, French League, the JPT teams, or, of course, international fans of Luxembourg or Armenia, but there's no top-flight football or big international football taking place this evening. It's almost like a night off, although it's never a night off here at World Football Daily. We're going to be back tomorrow with more news and views from around the globe. We will be building up to the big US men's national team game against Honduras.